Welcome everybody to the coordinator's office for Friday, June 29, 2007. And this is NECC 2007 edition, special edition. Okay, so today I want to spend some time reflecting on the big conference this year and my thoughts on participating as a virtual attendee and what I got out of the conference so far. Okay, and I also want to share a little bit about my plans for this summer in embedding technology into my classroom with my third grade students. So let's get started. Great. Let's see. I got out of school about a week ago. It's been a week on Wednesday. And right off from the start, I had was very busy. My neck part started on officially on Monday, the 25th. But the EduBlogCon session got started on Saturday. So I started following the conference right away. I started with a post from Vicki Davis at Cool Cat Teacher that suggested or at least facilitated us in participating virtually. So if you can't go to Atlanta, you can use Web 2.0 tools to be there. And so that's what I got motivated to do. And so starting on about the week before, I started to explore different ways to participate. Lisa Durf from my EdTech Talk network had suggested that we start a page, Blake's, and I did that. I did that on Saturday, Sunday, kind of got it started as a place where I can aggregate information. And the big push this year at NEC was to tag everything with NECC 2007, NECC, or NECC 07. And so I followed the NECC 2007 Tech Karate tag, and I did set up the page links with the different search feeds. I also set it up with some of the other things on there, like my own Google Calendar, subscribing through iCal, and even my email, popping my email to the page fix. And it has other things, useful features like to-do list and all that. Hey, tried it out, didn't work for me, at least not yet. So I'm going to leave that on the side for a while. How else did I follow NECC? Well, I went back to my blog lines account and set up search feeds, blog lines search feeds that I would subscribe to. And I also set up the Google search feed that I subscribe to. And finally, I set up the Technorati search feed, and the two that worked really well, at least inside of Bloglines, were the Bloglines search feed and the Technorati search feed. I only was using the NECC 2007 tag, so I was catching a lot of postings coming out of Atlanta. And they were really good, really good. I think there's still a lot of educators out there that are hesitant or at least don't have the background to use the Technorati block search features. But at least I was able to find a lot. And at first, my focus was on the actual conferences, the keynotes, the different conferences that were going on, and I did find some very good reflections. But what I really liked this year were live bloggers, where some educators, teachers, and others went out of their way to leave a very detailed account. I know that on the NECC website, there was a list of live bloggers, and I didn't really pay as much attention to that as in the actual people that were producing. And I'm not sure if they were on the list or not, but I saw some very, very good work. I think comes to mind right now would be Crucial Thought, as one of the main ones. Again, Wesley Fryer with his work on thinking at the speed of creativity. And let's see who else. Did a great job also the Thinking Stick, Jeff Utek. So those were a few, just a few. There were others that were great also. And the live blogging worked really well. It provided a really good kind of text of the actual conference session, either if it was a keynote or a regular session. And it provided also, with different styles, personal kind of reactions. I know that they were either using italicized letters apart from the script of the conference, or they were using capital letters to reflect personal reactions to the conferences. So they were really good. I started to follow a few of these, and I also made a point to post myself. I announced myself as a virtual attendee, and so I had several posts early on what that meant. I also had a post on the first night's reflections, like a Monday night reflections, where I focused on some of the live blogging. And on the second night, I also talked about the use of synchronous tools. In my network, the EdTech Talk network, there were two live webcasts, one by 21st Century Learning at EdTech Talk, and the morning session, well, it was morning for me on the West Coast, but it was 1:30 Atlanta time, where Vinny Rotney did a live correspondence from the Bloggers Cafe. Well, that was awesome. He did catch a lot of great bloggers. So Vinny was reporting live, walking around the Bloggers Cafe and interviewing the different bloggers that were there, some of the superstar bloggers, and which was really cool. And it was actually a very good session. I was mainly just a listener, texting in the EdTech Talk chat room. It's always good to interact there on the back channel. And there were just a few of us, like three or four participants at that time, and which I was really surprised. It's a good time. I think most people are out on vacation. Whoa, I'm not sure. It was a great session. They missed it. And later on that evening, the Women of the Web they were there to do a presentation on Wednesday, and they had a live session. And I think they had an unconference session with a huge audience, over 100 people. And there were at least 30 of us in the EdTech Talk channel listening on the stream and participating in the chat room, which was great. And there we got some reflections on what people were taking back from NEC. Wow. Those were the big things that were happening there. As I was going through Monday, going through Tuesday, going through Wednesday, I did begin to notice how the conference sessions were not as exciting I'm not going to say important, but we're not as exciting in most cases as things that are happening outside on the face-to-face world, in the Bloggers Cafe, the different things that were going on. Even I was thinking of what was going on Twitter. There was a lot of Twittering going on, and people were reacting to different sessions, they were communicating with each other. It was great. I think we are seeing the potential of these synchronous tools. One of the interesting things that I saw also was the use of Skype chat, and how in one of the sessions, I know that Jeff Utek from the Thinking Stick had brought in some participants to do a texting session on Will Richardson's presentation, and it showed a lot of power. And I had I've experienced Skype chat. I have experienced Skype chat in that way before. Now that I'm preparing for the It's Elementary webcast, Alice Mercer and Lisa Durf and I have used it in that way. But it really showed how even in a conference, the back channel, the other communication going on is really important. There isn't just the old sage on the stage kind of attitude. Now, everyone's opinion, everyone's input counts, and it's evident if you use tools like Skype chat. And I would imagine there's other tools that are instant messaging kind of situations, but at least Skype chat worked really well at this conference. So awesome. So I was following along, I was doing my postings. I did at least 5 postings about the conference, about the different things that were going on there. And at least for me, I guess I'm coming to the point now and reflecting on any e-commerce. I mean, what's the purpose of having a get-together? What's the purpose of having a space to meet? Either a face-to-face, either an online, what's the purpose of all of that? And I had kind of explained it in my last post, where I was thinking of learning for myself as a professional, as a teacher, to be twofold. On one level, the knowledge, the learning that's going on at the teacher level, where I'm able to reflect on, where I'm able to think about, interact the different ideas that are being put out there, presented. But at some stage, it needs to be more than the old binder on the shelf kind of thing. I have gone to many different trainings, conferences and other things where it's great, everything's cool, the lunch was good, and then I go back to the classroom and nothing changes, everything's still the same. So the biggest challenge, at least for me, the biggest challenge I would think for a lot of us is, how do I translate, how do I incorporate, how do I take these new learnings back to my classroom? How is this experience going to change what I do? How is it going to have a positive impact on my students, on their learning, on their preparedness for 21st century skills? I don't know. It's a difficult question to answer. I really, really don't know. I would hope that at least for me, I'm able to take an experience like NECC, even though I wasn't there in person, but taking that experience of using these different kind of tools and trying them out, trying one thing out. At least, wow, And so my big task these next few weeks is to try to decipher, try to digest, try to make sense out of the different ideas that were coming out of NEC, and looking at the practical application for me as a third grade teacher in the inner city. So, you know, exactly what do I do? How do I get a classroom blog up and going? How do I teach my students how to interact with other classrooms, either locally or globally? How do I use different tools on the web that my students could learn to different tools that they could learn to further their understanding. At least one of the quotes that I saw, and I don't think it's anything new, but for the longest time, we have looked at the term integration of technology into our curriculum. And it does make, you know, make some sense, but I think the biggest thing, and I think it's coming from Jeff Utek again, is the idea that we need to embed. We need to embed technology, or we need to use technology in a way that not only facilitates learning, but it's part of the learning instinctively at a deeper level. And you know, the fact that I need to present a unit on whatever topic it is, the fact that I don't need to rely only on a book, only on a whiteboard and a marker or chart paper. I need to go beyond all of those and use technology as a tool, and not only to present content, but to create, to have my students create their own learning. And it's not easy. It's not easy. It's, you know, how can you do that? You know, there's all these barriers, limitations, and everything else. And the more you think about it, the more barriers you create. At least I create. And, you know, I say, well, my computers don't work. They're old. The internet connectivity is not that great. The flash on these older computers is bad. I can go on and on and on and on all day complaining about the fact that don't go to the computer lab, that the resources aren't there. But even then, you know, even if we have everything, it takes more than just having the hardware or having the tools. It takes how do you use them effectively on a daily basis. And that's my big challenge for, you know, for day one. Starts day one. And I don't know. At least for me, it's that one computer classroom scenario. You know, not even using the student desktops. They don't work. They work okay. And using maybe a teacher laptop for them to interact with the classroom blog. There's tons of ideas that can and will come out. But what is the objective? What is the goal? The goal is still to be able to effectively communicate, you know, to achieve, to meet these learning standards that our state has given us, and to be able to be at grade level. Those are the basics. I mean, it really does come back to the basics. And if we're able to do that, the use of the different technology tools in an embedded fashion is really effective. Wow, I went on a little rant there for a second. Oh, well, I guess I gave you my plan for the summer. I'll be teaching summer school starting July the 9th. And the same day that we have the It's Elementary webcast on the EdTech Talk channel, make sure you tune in at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. join us at www.edtechtalk.com. You can be on the, you can listen to the stream. You can participate in the chat room. You can Skype in at the end of the conference. And it's not a conference, at the end of the webcast. And we'll be presenting our very first topic, which is the use of classroom blogs. Hey, hey! Oh, well. Now, wow. So NECC 2007. Purpose, motivation. Who? Me. Outcome? My students, what they'll be able to do this summer. So I'll be working on my classroom blog, which is www.room36.wordpress.com, and I'll be using it for the summer, and I'll be migrating towards an EduBlogs classroom blog this September with my new third grade classroom. And that blog, I already set it up, it's third grade discoveries .edublogs.org, and I'm really looking forward to that experience. And at least for the summer, I think I'll be able to get them some things done. I'm hoping to also work with some other kids and making connections, like other third grade classrooms or other summer classes out there that are starting to blog. Ooh, a lot of plans. Oh, well. Okay, I think I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up. So, thanks everyone for stopping by the coordinator's office. This has been Jose Rodriguez, also known as Coordinator 2, reporting live from behind the NCLB wall. Thanks for listening. Bye.